Well, there may be universal disgust at big banks, and it does span many countries, at their role in creating the global recession, at bankers' big bonuses during a time when many on Main Street are in dire straits. But when it comes to legislation, to tighter regulation of the banks, when it comes to tackling those issues, governments have a very different approach country to country. And here to talk about what those are is Director of Economic Research, rather, at the Reason Foundation, Anthony Randazzo. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So we've heard so much anger against Wall Street in the U.S., and we've seen politicians talk about things like, you know, taxing bonuses and President Obama's bank fee to recoup stimulus money. But we don't really see these happening. Whereas in the UK, you actually see them taxing bankers' bonuses at 50%, mandating subsidiaries so that banks follow UK regulations. So why are they able to do it?
Well, one big reason why the US is not able to do anything is the US Senate. The U.S. Senate is where everything comes to die in politics these days. The House of Representatives has actually passed several bills limiting corporate compensation, executive compensation, and the different languages in different ways. They've tried to do it a couple different ways. One of them being in the big bill that the House of Representatives passed that was a whole Wall Street overhaul. But all that stuff dies right when it gets to the U.S. Senate. The Senate is sort of a quagmire. There's infighting on all sides. It's what's caused healthcare to die. It's what's caused cap and trade to go there and die. Nothing's really going to get through there. But the laws that have been passed in the UK aren't really getting at the root of the problem. So just because there are some things that are getting passed in the UK doesn't actually mean that they are solving things and we're not. I think on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean, in the US and in the US and in the EU, they're completely missing the real issues underlying banking at this moment.
So is the UK passing these as political moves? And maybe that's not such a bad thing considering that there's such negative sentiment about the banks.
Right. Well, it's absolutely political. Think about it like this. If I were to try and go to the man on the streets or any of your viewers and try and talk about the complexities of capital regulations and how leverage was this huge problem that caused the banks to take on all this debt, that might be somewhat, you might understand that to some degree. If I started talking about the details of all that, there's no way that the common man can or wants to understand that. However, bank bonuses, that's understandable. Seeing Goldman Sachs executives getting $100 million in a bonus, that's a number that the everyday man can kind of put their hands around. So politicians in the UK, just like people in the House of Representatives, see this as sort of like a way of getting at that populist rage. They put a tax on it, but it doesn't actually solve any problems. Taxing a bonus is not going to keep Wall Street executives from taking on more risk. It just limits some of the profit that they bring home every day. That's not solving any of the problems. It's completely political.
So no one's really solving any problems here anywhere in the world when it comes to the banks. They're just making more headway with kind of political moves that you're talking about.
It's all surface level. The Obama administration here in the U.S. chose to go after health care first. It used all of its political capital, put it behind that. Banking regulations has been sort of like in the back end of Congress. It's been working its way through different committees, but it hasn't been on the forefront of anybody's political mind. And now the Obama administration doesn't have very much capital to push it through. And that was the one issue that there was some sort of like bipartisan consensus of, we definitely need to change this fast. And it wasn't touched. In the UK and in the EU in general, they've been sort of trying to figure out what they want to do because they're waiting a little bit for the U.S. Everybody in the G7 and G8 and even in the G20, they want the whole world to move together as one, as this kind of consensus. So it's almost as if as long as the U.S. lags here, the rest of the world is going to lag as well. At some point, I think that nations like Germany are going to say that, you know what, we're not waiting for the U.S. anymore. We're going to make some serious changes, and they're going to kind of go on without the U.S., because I don't see anything happening here in the near future.
Really quickly, I want to just point out, though, are there differences in the way that the financial systems are viewed in these different countries that may allow or, you know, prohibit some of these regulations?
Yeah, I think so. And that's actually why we might see some changes in the U.K. and the EU sooner. if you are in France, you're used to the government having more regulations on the way you operate a business or even in the way compensation is determined. It's very hard to fire somebody. It's very hard for people to have their pay decreased. The government in Europe has is a lot more of a regulatory hold on society. As opposed to the U.S. So here in the U.S., if I were to tell you that Tim Geithner, Treasury Secretary, wants to control not just the salaries of a bank CEO, but all the way down to the janitor of that bank, we balk at that here in the U.S. What does the Treasury Secretary know about what a bank teller should be getting paid? However, that's what has been proposed here. That's what the House of Representatives tried to pass. They tried to put these rules in place and to say that we're just going to control everybody's sort of salary. We balk at that. So in the U.S., it's a lot. We don't like regulation here.
We balk. Other countries go ahead and regulate, and we'll have to see who ends up coming out best in the end. Thanks for joining us and weighing in. And with that, it's going to do it for tonight's show.